Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to reflect on the teaching of the apostles. In particular, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I thought I'd take this week to drill down more deeply into the teaching of the apostles, in particular, their consistent strategy, I'm sure their passion, to help those they're shepherding come to know more fully and completely what Christ has done. What's the implications for my life right now? You know, what is the death and resurrection of Jesus, his ascension into glory, the outpouring of the Spirit, my baptism? What does it mean for me? What has he done for me now that will affect and impact me right now in my life? See, Christianity is a new way of life. It's a new way of being. It's walking in life with a new power and a new capacity to live differently, to see the world differently, to see ourselves differently. And as I mentioned the beginning of yesterday's program, St. Paul at one point exhorting the Corinthians who got confused on occasion, to say, he said, test yourselves, test your faith. He's asking the question, are you really living with an understanding, a sense of clear identity of who you are and what's been accomplished in you in Jesus? He says, don't you know that Jesus Christ dwells within you? Think about that. It's so important for us to see and to understand the full capacity of what the Lord has given us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, to be able to walk more fully in him, to be filled with confidence and hope about who we are in Christ. So yesterday began with reflecting on St. Peter, his first chapter in his first letter, the grand vision that Peter saw and understood about what Christ had done for those, for himself and for those that he was shepherding. Today I want to read from Ephesians, this magnificent letter from St. Paul to the Ephesians. There's so much here. I'm going to try to touch on most of the first chapter of Ephesians if I can get there, but there's just so much going on. Friends, I want you to be able to hear this today and internalize it, and Holy Spirit, help us to be transformed. You know, part of the trial that we're living through, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is permitting and has permitted through this pandemic, which I'm not saying he is the origin of by any means. We live in a fallen world. Sickness is a part of it. The world, the devil's at work doing whatever he can. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He wants to diminish, you know, he wants to do whatever he can to destroy the image of God on the earth. So we're in a battle, but God has permitted this to happen. And he's permitted it to happen for a number of reasons, I think. And he's allowing the church to be disciplined through this time. He wants to purify the church. We have this time where we've had to quarantine and live in a kind of more of a quiet and shutting down our normal pattern of life, having to let go of all kinds of things. And the Lord has wanted our attention. And one of the things he wants from us is for us to now turn to him more fully and to draw near to him and to allow him to speak to us, to give us the help we need, to bring us to deeper personal repentance in our lives, deeper personal surrender, and to say yes to him and whatever he desires for us in this hour. This is a kind of a reset that's happening. And part of the way to take advantage of this reset, this time we have, is to understand what he most wants us to know, and that we can receive from the apostles. So here's Paul, chapter 1, famous hymn here. Verse 3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's enough to chew on in itself, friends, for a week or more. What have you received in Jesus? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Everything that belongs to the Lord. Everything that he's won for us as he ascended to the right hand of the Father, the eternally begotten Son. He did all this so that we could share in what belongs to him. You've been given a share in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. So God the Father destined that all who bear his image would be set apart for God and would be graced to live in holiness before the holy God. That's what Jesus is producing in us, a transformation, setting us apart for God, helping us see that we belong to God, and that to seek God and put God first and to love him and obey him is our greatest dignity. It's our calling, and the power of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are at work in us to make that happen. Verse 5, he destined us in love to be his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ. So the Father's destiny, his passion, his desire, and the reason he sent forth his Son into the world was so that we could have the power to become children of God. You're a child of God. That is the source of your dignity. It's wonderful if you've come from, you know, strong bloodlines, or you've accomplished a lot in life, and you know, you've achieved things, and that gives us a sense of confidence or whatever. That's fine. But all that can change in a moment's time. I think we could see that just through the trial that we're going through. A month and a half ago, the United States had the biggest, most powerful economy, some were saying, in the history of the world. I mean, it's debatable for sure, but nonetheless, we were a powerhouse, and there's a lot of chest beating, and look what's going on, and in an instant, almost instantly, it can go away. Nothing in this earth that we look to and lean on for identity will give us the security we need. None of it rises to the level of our actual calling and our destiny. So God has made us his children according to the purpose of his will, Paul says, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in his beloved Son. The glorious grace, the glorious gift of the life of Jesus, the shedding of his blood for our salvation, the giving up of his life, and so much that's revealed in the mystery of our Lord Jesus Christ, all gift, all grace, which flows from the love of the Father. The Father wants to draw you near. The Father wants you to see that you're in the family, that no matter what you've done, no matter how far you've fallen, he just wants you to come home. He wants you to turn to him. He wants you to receive sacramental grace. He wants you to know securely that you're his beloved child. Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. Fantastic. In Jesus, the beloved, we have redemption. He's bought us back. He's taken us out, friends, of the condition of slavery to sin through the precious blood that he shed on the cross for us. There's no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. Lambs and goats, the blood could not get the job done, but the precious, perfect Son of God shedding his own blood to cleanse us from our sins. And Paul says, to forgive us for our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. God's love, God's mercy has been lavished upon us in Jesus. And with that, saying yes to Jesus, the whole kingdom has been given to us. Verse 9, for he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and on earth. All things now are under the feet of Jesus. He's the Lord of all. All power and authority belong to him. He's bringing everything in subjection to himself, and then he's going to bring a united people to the Father. So one of the things Jesus is doing right now, we know that he's in at the right hand of the Father interceding in heaven, but he's also, St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, he's subduing the enemies of God. The last enemy to be subdued is death itself. And so he's giving us in this time of mercy between his two comings a chance to respond and to come into living this mystery and not ending up as an enemy of God. Verse 11, in him according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will. That's a mouthful there. He said, we who first hoped in Christ are destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. So what Paul wants his brothers and sisters to know, he wants us to know. The Holy Spirit wants us to know. We have an origin, we have a purpose, we have a destiny. and you are destined and appointed if you're baptized into Christ, but all are called to this reality, to live for the praise of His glory. I want to live in a way that gives glory to God. The Holy Spirit is given to me to make that possible. Verse 13, in Him you also who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. So we've heard the word. Remember, faith comes through hearing, and what's heard is the word of God. The apostles bore witness to what they knew as a fact. They knew Jesus. They knew what He taught. They knew the miracles He performed. They saw Him die. They saw Him rise. They saw Him ascend to the right hand of the Father, and they bore witness to it. This is the good news of our salvation, Jesus, and what the Father's accomplished in Him. He said, you also have believed in Him, and you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. When you said yes, when you were baptized into Jesus, when your parents, if you're baptized as an infant, when your parents stood in your stead and gave you to Christ, when you received the gift of the Holy Spirit, you were sealed. What is that? It's like God's stamp was put upon you. He claimed you. Christ claimed you for the Father and for the kingdom. And the Holy Spirit, Paul goes on to say here in verse 14, is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. So these are not just theological concepts, which they are. They're more than that. Paul is proclaiming, he's identifying explicitly what Christ has done for each and every one of us. And you now, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, have been given a down payment, a promissory note, right? A guarantee of what awaits you. You already can receive some of the inheritance here. We're receiving it in the Holy Spirit. And like the saints show us, we can get a lot in this life of living in the grace that we've been given, the promise of God's help. If we seek Him, we lean into Him, we put Him first, we're going to experience the fruits of the Spirit and the life of God and the life of the kingdom growing in us. But the key is for us to believe this, to actually say this, I have been given this inheritance. I have been given this down payment by the loving Father and the Holy Spirit, and the Father, Son, and Spirit have drawn near to me and they dwell in me. This is the most important thing that's going on in my life. Nothing is bigger than this. And how my life, you know, the fruitfulness of my life, the impact of my life, the fulfillment of my life here on this earth is all tied to my receiving this and walking in it and believing who I am in Christ as a new creation. Let me read again. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it. Friends, the devil wants to steal your inheritance. He wants to do everything he can to convince you that you don't have it, or that you blew it, or that you'll never be able to receive it because of the kind of person you are. He wants you to give up. He wants you to give in. He wants you to let go. He wants to reduce you, any power that's in you that can oppose His kingdom, His reign, and His rule. And of course, He wants to enslave you and put you to eternal death. That's what He'd love to see happen. But friends, there's a power in you that's greater than anything that can come against you and the devil. And your faith and your hope and your love is all the power you need to push back that kingdom and to bear fruit for our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you and redeemed you. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.